This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Gunfire ripped through the neighborhoods of Sudan's capital, Khartoum, on Friday as unabated fighting has undermined a three-day ceasefire for the Eid al-Fitr holiday in a conflict that's left hundreds dead. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Friday, the World Health Organization said at least 413 people had been killed and more than 3,500 injured. UNICEF spokesman James Elder said critical life-saving support was at risk for 50,000 children in a country with one of the worst malnutrition rates in the world. Elder said at least 9 children had been killed and 50 injured. He added that large numbers of people are trapped without access to electricity and terrified as food, water and medicine supplies run low.
Reuters' David Doyle reporting. The top U.S. military officials meeting in Germany Friday reaffirmed the United States and allied commitment to support Ukraine against Russia's invasion for as long as it takes. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley spoke to reporters following the 11th meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. Milley said it's important that Ukraine be able to defend its airspace.
That is the most critical thing right now, is that air defense system, to make sure that it is robust, it's rigorous, it's deep, and it's layered from high altitude to mid altitude to low altitude, and from short range, mid range to long range.
The group is made up of more than 50 nations, NATO members, plus at least 20 other nations who are dedicated to supporting Ukraine's defense against Russia's invasion by providing military equipment and training. Jihadists linked with al-Qaeda have claimed responsibility for an attack this week that killed the chief of staff of Mali's junta leader and another ambush, this according to the Site Intelligence Monitoring Group on Friday. VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to rule on the availability of the abortion drug mifepristone after President Joe Biden's administration made an emergency request to maintain access to the drug while it challenges a lower court ruling that would restrict the pill. Earlier this week, the World Health Organization weighed in on the issue. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
At a news conference from agency headquarters in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the agency was concerned the right of women to access safe abortion services, including abortion drugs, was being limited by legislators and/or courts. He clarified the WHO position that women should always have the right to choose when it comes to their bodies and their health.
Restricting access to abortion does not reduce the number of procedures and only drives women and girls towards unsafe ones and also death. Ultimately, access to safe abortion is health care that saves lives.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Waving flags and holding photographs depicting conflict atrocities, Ukrainians gathered outside the Brazilian embassy in Lisbon, Portugal on Friday to protest recent remarks about the Ukraine war made by Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Lula arrived in Portugal earlier on Friday for a five-day visit. He's angered many in the West for suggesting both Ukraine and Russia were to blame for the conflict that began when Moscow invaded its neighbor in February of 2022. He said last weekend the United States and European allies should stop supplying arms to Ukraine, saying they were prolonging the war. The United States is setting a record this year for mass killings using firearms. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The U.S. is setting a record pace for mass killings this year. 17 mass killings since the beginning of the year have taken 88 lives, and each time the killers used firearms. Mass killings are just a fraction of the fatal violence that happens in the U.S. each year, but they're happening with staggering frequency this year. An analysis of data from the Associated Press and USA Today show mass shootings happening on average of one every 6.5 days. I'm Donna Warder.
A new report by the World Meteorological Organization finds many records linked to climate change were broken last year. The measures include greenhouse gas concentrations, carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide. All of the records were measures of harm. But the WMO Secretary General said last year failed to reach an all-time high for global warming because of the cooling La Niña weather pattern. The opposite pattern, the warming El Niño, is expected to start later this year. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.